I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 5th. 11 Quincy residents have now taken out nomination papers to run for office in this fall's municipal election, including 5 potential candidates for school committee. As of late yesterday, the most recent resident to pull papers is Richard Iacobucci of Adams Street, a potential candidate for the open Ward 5 seats on the city council. 5 residents had pulled papers on Tuesday, the first day they were available to run for school committee, including incumbents Paul Bergoli, Catherine Hubley, and Frank Santoro, also pulling school committee papers Courtney Perdios and Liberty Schaff. As of yesterday, 4 incumbent city councilors had taken out papers: Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona, Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy, Ward 4 Councilor James Devine, and Ward 6 Councilor William Harris. In addition to the incumbent councilors, Richard Ash took out papers to run for the Ward 2 seat. City councilors serve 2-year terms, meaning all 9 seats will be on the ballot this year. Incumbent Ward 5 Councilor Charles Phelan already announced he's not seeking re-election. This year's election could also include a mayoral race. Neither incumbent mayor Thomas Koch nor any other challenger had pulled papers as of late yesterday. The deadline to return papers is July 11th at 5 p.m. Now, despite a push from students and parents, Lunar New Year will not be a holiday for Quincy Public Schools next year, but all who celebrate will be allowed an excused absence. That was the decision of the school committee, voting 6-1 on Wednesday to approve a new school calendar that did not include a day off for Lunar New Year, which is celebrated by many Asians. Vice Chairman Frank Santoro voted no. During the meeting, some committee members said they were concerned that recognizing Lunar New Year could be seen as prioritizing the holiday over the holidays of other cultures. Asian students comprise the largest ethnic group in Quincy schools, making up 39% of the over 9,600 students. Parents and students held signs with messages such as "Representation Matters," and "The city of Quincy should support Asians" to sway the committee to establish the holiday. Lunar New Year, the families argue, is the most important holiday in the Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean cultures, among others. A petition pushing for the holiday, which was started by an Asian American high school student, gained over 1,000 signatures. School committee member Tina Cahill said her concern with adding the holiday is with kids falling behind on academics due to the pandemic. Although it's not an official holiday, the calendar approved by the committee does include it among other major cultural and religious holidays. Staff is encouraged to schedule deadlines and activities around them. Mayor Thomas Koch suggested the school committee revisit the idea and survey schools about holidays for all cultures in the school system. 18 homeless individuals will soon have a permanent new home in Quincy Points. Yesterday marked the formal completion of a new housing development to provide 18 units of permanent supportive housing for individuals who have experienced homelessness. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy and Father Bill's in Mainspring teamed up to create the new apartment building on Winter Street. 4 homes on the site were demolished to make room for the new project, and 11 of the 18 new tenants will be from the Father Bill's shelter system. The tenants will have to pay 30% of whatever income they receive. The $5 million project received funding from the city and state, as well as Eastern Bank. State Senator John Keenan, House Speaker Ron Mariano, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch were among the guest speakers. No injuries reported in a house fire in West Quincy yesterday. Firefighters responded to the single-family home at 35 Robertson Street just before 7 last night, doused a fire in the kitchen. The further details on that are still not available. Quincy police say a man was robbed of $600 in cash by 3 people who tried to get him to buy a cell phone from them on Wednesday. This happened on West Elm Avenue at about 1:30 in the afternoon. Suspects were described as 2 females and 1 male of Indian descent driving a white SUV with Nevada plates. The victim was not hurt, and police say that same vehicle has been used in similar robberies around the country. Hundreds of people are expected to participate in tomorrow's annual Cleaner, Greener Quincy Day. Volunteers will be cleaning up parks and playgrounds, beaches, and schools. A family cookout will be held at 12:30 at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex for all of the volunteers. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 286. The NASDAQ lost 58. The S&P dropped 29. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar is down. The euro's up. Oil is down to $69 a barrel. In sports, of course, it's game three of the Celtics playoffs in Philly tonight at 7:30. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 11-5 at Fenway last night. They're in Philly today at 7:05. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered showers around this morning, maybe some clearing later. High 56, clear tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at a high of 69. Partly sunny, 70 on Sunday, and sunny, 73 on Monday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. Wind out of the north right now, gusting to 20, becomes easterly at 5 knots later today, and high tide right after noon. Sunrise, 5:34, set at 7:47. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 5th.